Ich habe jetzt zwei Leute von Linux von Afrika, die auch direkt aus Afrika sind, die hier ein Praktikum machen. And yeah, hello, you two. I just want to ask, who are you?
I'm Susan Salvatore from Tanzania.
Okay, and what are you doing here?
I have a training about the terminal server solution in Freiburg.
In Freiburg. Okay, so you learn here how these systems work.
Yes, I learn how the system works, and when I go back, I'm supposed to provide training in schools.
And where are these schools? In which region?
Those schools are found in Rukwa region in Tanzania.
Okay. How big is this project there? Or how many PCs you have to administrate?
There are 600 PCs which will be sent to Tanzania, and they will be sent to that Rukwa region, and I suppose to provide them to different schools.
Okay. And you like...
And in one school, we use 20 computers.
Thin?
Or 20 thin trans and one terminal server.
Okay. And one server?
One server.
Okay. And, how many people will then work with this PCs? Is this... You can calculate how many this will be? No? You don't know? Okay. We have another person here. Who are you?
My name is Dominic Onono.
Okay, where are you from?
From Tanzania, Dar es Salaam.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Also studying these systems or?
I'm here in Germany, Freiburg, for training and a Linux for Africa project.
Okay. So you are from Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Okay, where direct is the city? Which city?
Dar es Salaam.
Dar es Salaam. Okay. And how long have you been here?
I've been here for 1 month now.
1 month. And then you go back or?
Yeah, I'll be here until 3 months time.
Okay.
Then I'll be back here to Dar es Salaam.
Okay. And you like it here in Germany, or?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, sure.
The people are nice, or?
Yeah, they're nice, yeah, actually.
Okay, well, what will you do when you are home or when you are in Dar es Salaam?
I'm IT computer technician in Dar es Salaam, yeah.
Okay, so you have also to administrate these PCs, or what have you do?
Administrate servers, PCs.
Okay. How many?
There'll be about 20 and one server.
Okay.
So for about six schools.
Six schools. Okay. So what is the best on this Linux for Africa project?
Yeah, Linux for Africa project is a good thing, big good project because it helps Tanzanians, Chad, to get studies in computer. As you know, this is open source software compared to Microsoft. You should have some licenses, and they are too expensive. But when you shift to this Linux for Africa, it's a bit free.
Okay. Did you know Linux before, or?
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been working with Linux?
For Linux, I've been working for about a year now.
How many?
Yeah, 1 year.
1 year. Yeah, one year. Okay. Haben wir irgendwelche Fragen im Chat? I've got a question. We have a lot of African students at our university. They always tell me it's very hard to learn computer science in Africa because there are no PCs to practice with. They learn informatics, computer science, from doing it on the paper. Has the situation improved? Maybe with OLPC, as the one child per laptop, the one laptop per child project, or not?
Did
you understand the question? The whole question, me.
Maybe we should repeat at once.
Yeah.
Should you repeat?
Yeah. He said that it's hard in Africa to learn computer science because they have to study on paper, and had the situation changed?
Yeah, the situation nowadays have changed somehow because there are computers in universities and college, and also this institute, especially on technical college and institute. Yeah, there are some theories and papers and practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there some computers like the OLPC, these smart little green, you know that?
The little ones.
The OLPC, these $100 laptop.
No.
You don't know?
Yeah, they stopped only.
Okay. Yeah, was geht's gerade? Es geht Linux for Africa und hier sind zwei Afrikaner, die gerade Rede und Antwort stehen. Also wenn noch jemand Fragen hat, dann gerne einfach in den Chat schreiben. Ich habe ansonsten keine Fragen mehr. Habt ihr noch irgendwelche Fragen? Irgendwas, was ich erwähnen sollte, was wir vergessen haben vielleicht? Yeah, what are the difficulties in Africa for you with these computers?
Concerning computers. In Africa, I can say the main difficulties capitals, money for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also
we face a lot of problems concerning funds, so that, for example, one school can provide a computer lessons. It needs some capital to buy computer, softwares, yeah. And you know, we are using much Microsoft softwares. So as I told you that license per one PC is expensive, a lot of expensive. And so those are some difficulties you can face.
And is the power supply also different? Difficult?
It's true. Power supply is also a problem in Africa, especially in some rural areas, because you depend on hydroelectric power. So sometimes there's no water, no power. You see,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe we stop here. How is the internet infrastructure there? Is there internet or?
Internet is there, but in some urban area, there is connection of internet. But when you move to the rural areas, no internet.
Yeah. Hope that will change, maybe with wireless or something like that.
Yeah, if you have got your wireless, you can be connected. Not then.
Okay. Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you.